بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي الأسود قال: قدمت المدينة فجلست إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه، فمرت بهم جنازة فأثني على صاحبها خيرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. ثم مر بأخرى فأثني على صاحبها خيرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. ثم مر بالثالثة فأثني على صاحبها شرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. قال أبو الأسود: فقلت: ما وجبت يا أمير المؤمنين؟ قال: قلت كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيما مسلم شهد له أربعة بخير أدخله الله الجنة. فقلنا: وثلاثة؟ قال: وثلاثة. فقلنا: وإثنان؟ قال: وإثنان. ثم لم نسأله عن الواحد. رواه البخاري. أبو الأسود تابعي narrates that I came to Medina Munawwara and I sat in the majlis of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه. While sitting there, a janaza passed by. The people began praising, extolling the goodness of this person. Umar radiallahu anhu said that this has become compulsory. Then another janaza passed by. Again the people began extolling the goodness of this person. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this has become compulsory. Then a third janaza passed by. Here the people mentioned the evil or the misdeeds of this individual. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, wajabat, this has become compulsory. Abu al-Aswad said, I said, what has become compulsory, O Amirul Mu'mineen? He said, I have responded or I have reacted just as I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacting. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any Muslim that four people bear testimony to his goodness after his demise, Allah ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. So the Sahaba, Umar radiallahu anhu said, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens if three people speak good of this person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if three speak good, then we said, what about two? So he said, even if two speak good of this person, then we did not ask him about a single person. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. We have discussed this hadith quite in length. The importance of speaking good of people once they pass away. Don't mention the evil, don't mention the wrong that they did. As this has an effect, ulama in the commentary of such ahadith, they say when Allah has decided the maghfirat and forgiveness of a person, then Allah Ta'ala inspires the believing ummah, particularly those who are pious and are adhering to shariat and deen, to speak good of this person. This is an indication of the fact that Allah Ta'ala has decided the maghfirat and forgiveness of this individual. On the other hand, we find that if evil is spoken about this person, he left behind a negative legacy, then we find very, very strong warning in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sahaba reiterated this, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, wajabat. This has become wajib. It has become compulsory. In other words, this is an indication, Allah forgive us, of that this person will enter the fire of hell, or that he will have to face the chastisement and azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two aspects of this hadith. One is those who survive a deceased, we are supposed to speak good, don't mention the evil. The other aspect, very important message behind this hadith, is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only speaking to those who are surviving a deceased, he is speaking to those who are living. Death is inevitable. No one is going to remain. Kullu man alayha fan. We are going to die. Many of us are concerned, what are we going to leave behind? Ask a person, why are you going to die just now? What effort are you making? What are you going to leave behind? One is financial heritage that we leave behind, what we call mirath or inheritance. Then there is another greater and more important, this hadith teaches us, that what footprint have you left behind? What legacy have you left behind from a dini perspective? Have you left behind something positive or have you left behind something negative? Unfortunately, many of us are not concerned about this. We are more concerned about the financial aspect. I must leave my children financially well off. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave behind a financial legacy. There was very little. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dir'uhu marhunatun inda al-yahudiyya. It's mentioned that when he left this world, even his zira, the shield of armor that he possessed, was left as collateral with a Yahudi neighbor, a female Yahudi, in exchange for some food in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave behind a financial legacy. What did he leave behind? He left behind what we call ruhani mirath. He left behind a spiritual legacy. And this is the question that we have to be asking ourselves. When I drop dead, I remember a few years ago I was sharing a flight with somebody, elderly person, over 80 years of age. So he tells me, you know what, I retired. And now my sons are forcing me. They want to expand our business operation, neighboring countries. So I had to go now again to open up another business or another enterprise. And then with absolute coolness, calmness, as if it's not a problem, he said, you know, Maulana, my janaza will come out of my business. My janaza will come out of my business. So what is the legacy you are going to leave behind? What are you going to be remembered by? Today, mashallah, many youngsters are becoming Hafiz al-Quran. After Hafiz al-Quran, what is the effort that we are making? When we pass away, are people going to remember so-and-so as a Hafiz, as one who served the Quran? Or are they going to remember so-and-so as somebody who was affiliated with some group or some miscreants or doing some wrong activity? We hear today, a certain person passed away, they use this terminology, he chowed up half the town. Or he ate the huck of people up. Or we hear other type of comments. The question from these ahadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, wajabat, this becomes compulsory. What is the footprint that you are leaving behind? What is your ruhani mirath? One is, like I said, financial mirath. The other is ruhani mirath. When I die, will I be remembered as a tablighi, alim, hafiz, someone who was always helping people, someone who was involved in some dini legacy? Or what am I going to be remembered as? I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in Cape Town. We met one person. He was a gangster. In fact, when we met him, he pointed to the masjid opposite the road. We invited him, thereby, you know, come for salah. He said, that's another gang's territory. He said, I don't want to be funny with you people, but if I have to cross and go into that masjid, somebody, either I have to shoot somebody or somebody will shoot me, because that's another territory. And yet these were Muslims. So we told him, okay, you don't want to go to the masjid opposite the road. That time it was Ramadan. We said, why don't you come out in the path of Allah? Come to Natal. Allah accepted him. He got ready, came for 10 days. He spent a few days here in Masjid Hilal, last 10 days of Ramadan. And then he told me one ajeeb thing. One day he called me. He said, I want to speak to you. So I said, what is the issue? He said, I lived my whole life the wrong way. 2-3 times I got shot also. I was on an operating table. They thought I'm gone, yet I survived. He said, to me, death is not an issue. But he said, now I am making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Now that I've come in this environment, I'm making dua to Allah that Allah give me a few more years. So I said, why? What has changed? So he said, the concern has come. What am I going to leave behind with regards to my 4 sons? If I drop dead now, what answer am I going to give to Allah Ta'ala? So I want to make effort over the next 2-3 years that I can instill deen in my children before I die. So this is the critical question. According to the effort that we make, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kama tahyun tamutun. As the life is lived, the death will occur. Wa kama tamutun tuhsharun. As you die, Allah will resurrect you on that. What is the condition at the time of mort? What is the mirath, the ruhani legacy that we are going to leave behind? Death is inevitable. You're going to leave behind something. You're leaving this world. What are you leaving behind? Are you leaving behind a spiritual legacy? Or are you leaving behind some other type of legacy? This is what the message of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And this, what we call ruhani mirath, is such an important thing that one hadith al-Qudsi is mentioned, that idha mata al-abd, that when a person dies, wallahu ya'lamu minhu sharra, Allah knows this person is evil. Allah knows all. No, we can fool the whole world. You can You can deceive the whole world. You're a very pious person, always in the masjid and so on. But the skeletons in our cupboards, you can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows. Wallahu ya'lamu minhu sharra. Person died, Allah knows his sharr. Allah knows all the wrong that he did. However, وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. The people are speaking good about him. MashaAllah, he used to give 4 months. He's a tablighi. MashaAllah, he was alim. He was a person who was always serving the community. He did this good, he did that good. وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. In other words, this is the ruhani mirath. This is the actual legacy and mirath and inheritance that we acquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do we call ruhani mirath? وَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. The people are speaking good about him. Comes in the hadith that such a person will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will say to him that I know of your evil. I know the wrong that you did. I know what your reality was. But my bandas, my slaves are speaking good about you. So what will Allah ta'ala? Such is the mercy of Allah ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala will tell this person, قَدْ قَبِلْتُ شَهَادَةَ عِبَادِي لِعَبْدِي وَعَفَوْتُ عَنْ عِلْمِي. Allah will instruct his malaika that I have accepted the testimony of my slaves in his favor, and my knowledge that I know he was evil, عَفَوْتُ عَنْ عِلْمِي, I have wiped away my knowledge. So I have accepted what the people are saying about him, even though it is not the reality. So this is the emphasis that our Shariat places upon this. One, you survive somebody who passed away, even if you know about his evil, speak good about him. Don't speak about the negative about it. Don't bring alive negativities and don't spread that. While you are living, death is inevitable. This is the question we have to be asking ourselves. What am I leaving behind? What is my miras? What is the legacy that I'm... What am I going to be associated with? What we call nisbat. Nisbat. What is my association with? And one thing we have to understand, my respected brothers, you will be associated with that which you give your heart and life for. Heart and life is going to be given for expansion of business, you will be associated with that. Heart and life is going to be given to deen, taqwa, piety, tabligh, spreading of Allah's deen, then you will be associated with that. And these ahadith teach us the importance of that balance being more akhirat than dunya. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.